This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new state law that covers a wide range of things that relate to motor vehicles.
Senate Bill 398. The original purpose of this bill was to encourage a conversation between the auto dealers and auto manufacturers.
Senate Bill 398 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Emerging Issues Committee on March 7th, perfected on April 12th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 17th, sent back to the Missouri Senate on May 10th, truly agreed to and finally passed the same day, and signed into law on July 6th. Senator Nick Schroer of O'Fallon is the sponsor. His initial proposal only covered a small number of issues.
First was how manufacturers and dealers resolve these spinoff issues, the spinoff companies that manufacture electric vehicles, and then ultimately who gets to sell those. Second issue was how to resolve disputes on reimbursement rates for warranty work. These conversations have been ongoing since the beginning of the year.
When Senator Schroer presented this measure in committee, he told members his legislation would address electric vehicle spinoff brands.
Ensuring that current dealers would be allowed to sell these vehicles under the current agreements to the retail customers. For instance, if, let's say, Volkswagen invests in a startup company that is working on emerging technology for electric vehicles, and that company invests, or investment creates a product, bringing it to the market, the dealer would still have the right to sell a car under the current franchise agreements.
As Senate Bill 398 moved through the process, it also picked up additions in both the Missouri Senate and the Missouri House of Representatives. Key among these changes is wording that was contained in Senate Bills 56 and 61, which relates to texting while driving. Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City sponsored Senate Bill 61, which was merged into Senate Bill 56.
Suddenly, these miraculous devices were in our hands, and we fell into a really bad habit of looking down at them while we're driving and taking our eyes off the road. And I think if we're honest, we're all guilty of that. I've been guilty of that, and we've got to unlearn that bad habit.
He also says simply having this law in place can make a difference.
Folks at MoDOT had told me in the past, simply by passing the law, you see incidents of distracted driving drop by about 7%. There's about 7% of the population that will stop doing it as soon as they hear it's illegal. This is just another effort to give the public that reinforcement that we need to put the phones down and stay focused on the road, and it gives law enforcement a way to stop these incidents before they happen.
The portion of Senate Bill 398 that relates to texting while driving will not go into effect until January 1, 2025. The rest of this measure became law on August 28. In the meantime, lawmakers are looking ahead to the upcoming legislative session. They have been able to pre-file legislation since July 1. Pre-filed measures will receive their official bill numbers for 2024 starting on December 1. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.